Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says extremists in Afghanistan should draw one key lesson from the death of Osama bin Laden.
Our message to the Taliban remains the same, but today it may have even greater resonance. You cannot wait us out. You cannot defeat us, but you can make the choice to abandon al-Qaeda and participate in a peaceful political process.
Clinton spoke this morning at the State Department, and joining us now is our diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What was Hillary Clinton's main message here?
Basically, that the fight doesn't end with the death of Osama bin Laden. She's been trying to encourage this peace process in Afghanistan. And as you just heard, she thinks the Taliban should respond to this news by cutting ties with al-Qaeda and negotiating. Clinton also said, you know, as far as the State Department's role in all of this, it was to create what she called a worldwide anti-terror network. And she said that cooperation with Pakistan has been key in this.
Now, did she give any sense of how much coordination there was with Pakistan?
No, you know, President Obama spoke last night and said that he spoke with Pakistan's president and that his team has been in touch with their Pakistani counterparts. But both he and Secretary Clinton have only talked in these very broad terms about cooperation. We don't really know how much coordination there was, if any, with the Pakistani government when it came to the actual raid. And remember, this was not far from Islamabad.
Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan, where Osama bin Laden turned out to be hiding out. The State Department also issued a travel warning to Americans to beware of possible anti-American protests in the aftermath of bin Laden's death. What does it tell Americans to do?
It generally urges them to keep away from crowds and from demonstrators. Administration officials, you know, have been raising alarms that there could be some attacks from sympathizers of al-Qaeda that want to seek out revenge. But, you know, when we heard Secretary Clinton at the State Department today, she really didn't talk at all about that. And she tried to end on a much more hopeful note. Let's take a listen.
This is a day not only for Americans, but also for people all over the world who look to a more peaceful and secure future. Yes, with continued vigilance, but more so with growing hope and renewed faith in what is possible.
So she really is trying to not to make people very concerned, but to alert them that this was a big victory, but we have to continue to be vigilant. The State Department's urging people to stay in touch with embassies and warning that embassies might have to close periodically, but that they're going to continue to open as much as possible.
Now, we've just been hearing Hillary Clinton speaking this morning at the State Department in relation to the death of Osama bin Laden in a city not too far from the capital of Pakistan. What more did she have to, what more, just briefly, did she have to say about all of this?
Well, she talked a lot about how much coordination there was within the U.S. government, that diplomats played a role, intelligence officers. So it was a real victory for the administration at this time, and talked a lot about the partnerships that the U.S. has had to build up. And that in that the relationship with Pakistan is key. How it goes forward from here will be very interesting to see if they can make sure that everybody comes out with a victory in this. She talked about the need for cooperation,
Michelle,
with Pakistan continuing on.
Thank you very much, NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman.